Monday, January the 4th, and trust that you are well. We are in the magnificent Psalm 119, the longest of all of the Psalms, and pretty much the same theme running through the entire Psalm. It's an acrostic, and each of the lines of each section begin with the same Hebrew character. And we are in Chayt, beginning at verse 57. The Lord is my portion, I promise to keep your words. If you're the kind of Christian that thinks because you're saved, you don't have to obey God, you can live as you please, Psalm 119 is not for you. This psalm repeats over and over the necessity of the believer, for the believer, to keep God's word, to obey, not in order to receive grace, but because he has already received grace. It is the long, obedient path that leads to glory. And he rings the changes on God's law, God's testimonies, God's precepts, and God's word. And what God wants us to do, the way he wants us to live, is, of course, written down for us in Scripture. God's law, what Calvin called the third use of the law, the law for the Christian life. There's a use of the law that brings conviction of sin. There's a use of the law in the world of civil government, for example. But then there's a third use of the law that tells Christians how they ought to live in gratitude for the grace that they have received. And each of these sections of Psalm 119 emphasizes that obedience. In verse 62, he's awake at midnight. At midnight, I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. I don't think this is an example of sleeplessness. This is not the psalm saying I'm suffering from some kind of insomnia. I think this is the psalmist saying I'm dedicated to following the Lord, and it's as though he set an alarm clock that goes off at midnight in order that he might express his desire to live out and out for God. The end of this section, the earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Wherever you are in this world, in whatever situation you find yourselves in, you will find God's steadfast love, his covenant love, his unbreakable love. That's what the psalmist says, and it's the thought for today. Have a wonderful day.